if you buy, let's say, the same item for 100 people or 1,000 people, but you're going to get a better price than if you buy one in general, right? So people are used to, hey, maybe I can save some money if I buy all of the same item. But when you think about it, the percentage of people that will not love that product and not use it, you know, has to be a percentage, because certainly whatever you get, there's not an item, one item that is going to fit 100% of the people. So what happens is you've wasted an opportunity with a percentage of that budget overall.
Great events create great brands, but pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences, well, that takes a village, and we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hello, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Alyssa, and I will be your host for this week's episode of Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. Now, I am joined by a former interviewee. It's already been a participant on our show, but we're welcoming Tom Romine, president and founder of Cultivate, a premium corporate gifting brand, back to the podcast today. Hello and welcome again to the show, Tom.
Hello, Alyssa. So nice to be back with you today.
I'm really excited to chat because the last time we talked about, we were a little bit on a cliffhanger. So I feel like we're kind of coming full circle here and we're going to close the loop on the conversation that we had last time. But just for those of you who weren't able to listen to our previous episode, to recap, we got to know Tom a little bit more about he leads, you know, this Cultivate company with a passion for empathy and appreciation and kindness in the gifting experience. So that was a lot of our conversation. We then dovetailed into a lot of talk about the trends that are happening overall as it pertains to 2024. Before we get into 2025, we'll recap on what's been going on in 2024. So we dabbled a little bit around the sustainability conversation, how that's being prioritized by event planners in the current landscape of events. We talked a lot about personalization and gifting with choice. So giving your audiences, whether that's an employee or a VIP or a customer, the opportunity to choose their gifting experience. We also talked a little bit about experiential and kind of just the focus on the face-to-face events, specifically how gifts can play a major part in that. Talked a little bit about appreciation and loyalty just at large. And then lastly, of course, everyone's favorite, we touched on being really intentional with your budget. So if you missed that previous episode, I'd strongly encourage you to tune in. You'll find it on any of your podcasting favorites, whether that's on Apple or Spotify. Go and find it. Listen in. You'll get read in on the full conversation that we had. So we finished that conversation, Tom, with a focus on kind of the hottest gifts that are upcoming for 2025. And you alluded to a major trade show that was going on that Cultivate was going to be participating in, and there were going to be some major announcements. So I'd love to pick up our conversation with, what did you guys announce? What's been talked about? And where's the gifting industry going in 2025?
Well, thanks again for having me. And I'm always excited to talk about appreciation. It's the only thing that we do at Cultivate. And so, it's near and dear to my heart. The most common question we get at IMEX or any trade show that we're ever at is for meeting planners is what's new? What's fresh? How can I make my event a little different with gifts? And we've got some new things. So, to start it off, we've kind of taken a few of the core categories like sunglasses and footwear and apparel. And we've basically figured out a way to take those up a notch. So I'll start with sunglasses. We've come up with a way to do really beautiful leather cases for sunglasses so that once people go through the experience of selecting, you know, a brand new pair of sunglasses, which they love to do, everyone always needs a new pair, they come over to another station and they get to select a sunglass case to go with it. Not just the cheap one that comes with the pair of sunglasses. And strangely, even the best brands in the world still kind of deliver like a $2 value case. And it's kind of a bummer. It's kind of a letdown. It does protect the sunglasses, but most of the time they're really large and not too exciting, not very premium. So we've got some beautiful leather cases to select from. So guests could kind of choose their case. And then to take it one step further, we can emboss their initials right on the case. So it kind of adds that real personal touch to it. So we're real excited about that and a lot of price points and options for people to choose from there to cover all spectrums. And then the second category is footwear. So, you know, we've done over the years really well with brands like Olakai, sandals and shoes. We recently added Allbirds. We've actually got a way that once people select their pair of shoes or sandals, we can actually put a company logo on the product. So again, we still really believe in choice. Like, let's give people a choice. Let them pick the color, the style, of course, the size, try it on, make sure it fits. And then if they want to add a real simple logo or message, we can do that as well. So we're excited to kind of have that additional touch point on footwear in addition to the sunglasses, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I love that. I know we talked a lot about, and I just alluded to this a few seconds ago, but the personalization, those options for customization really allow for that personal touch. And we talked a lot about not buying promotional products that can be disposed of, right? So really investing in luxury brands or elevated brands so that these aren't just disposable items, so that the logo goes a little bit longer, if you will, because the item lasts a little bit longer. So certainly those are related to the sustainability theme too. So I can see how those are carrying through and weaving into 2025. So it sounds like these are kind of the buzzy things right now. Let's talk a little bit about employees specifically. I know that there was just a blog that was launched, you know, kind of end of year gifting is a big priority for a lot of companies. Are any things really specific for the employee that you're seeing at Cultivate, Tom?
Yeah. So interestingly, a lot of our meeting planner clients end up working with us on their company's holiday gifts, or sometimes they refer us to their HR department or leadership team that might be handling it just because they like working with us. But the biggest trend that we're seeing and that what I would encourage any company is if you've been the recipient of a holiday gift that has kind of landed flat, whether it's a gift card, whether it's, you know, the company guest and gave everybody the same thing, maybe everybody got a turkey this year. To me, there really is a great opportunity to improve. And it's not just with our service, by the way. There are many companies that do what we do, but offering choice to the employee to let them pick the gift is what we have seen our clients have the most success with. And it seems like such a simple solution, but it really takes away from all the agonizing and the guesswork of will they like it? Will they use it? And, you know, do I know if they're going to use it? Like gift cards, for example, might give a gift card out. And, you know, if it's an Amazon gift card or Target gift card, that's just going to be put in the household budget and it's going to end up being used for anything from toilet paper to you name it. So, you know, to me, give them an option to choose something wonderful, you know, a brand new item from, you know, one of the world's best brands. And they're going to remember their company when they receive it and every time they use it. So that's kind of what we're encouraging to do.
How does that factor into budgeting, Tom? I know that's like top of mind. It's always top of mind, but it's certainly top of mind right now. There's been, you know, a lot of economic uncertainty. I know a lot of companies are really focused on just really maximizing profits right now, really focused on the bottom line. So when you're giving those choices, how does that impact the budgeting for a gift or a promotional product? I know I'm used to like the large price breaks days of old, right? Like you think you have to buy in bulk, which kind of is the antithesis of custom and personal, right? So talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, when you think about it, if you buy, let's say, the same item for 100 people or 1,000 people, you're going to get a better price than if you buy one in general, right? So people are used to, hey, maybe I can save some money if I buy all of the same item. But when you think about it, the percentage of people that will not love that product and not use it, you know, has to be a percentage, because certainly whatever you get, there's not an item, one item that is going to fit 100% of the people. So what happens is you've wasted an opportunity with a percentage of that budget overall. So even though you may have saved a little bit by buying in bulk, you're losing because you have many people that are going to be disappointed because it's an item they either own, maybe it's not their favorite size, shape, color, brand, whatever it is, it really misses the opportunity. In addition, I would love to circle back to the event world if I could. We're having this conversation with clients every day. What we're seeing is a trend towards quality over quantity. You've heard that term many times, but in this case, it refers to rather than buying five small or medium-sized things, hoping guests will like two or three or four of them, they're saying, hey, well, let's concentrate the budget on one really great item. You know, again, I think with if you offer choice, you can get there with this. And then the focus is stronger and that, you know, that item has a greater chance of living on after the event and being used and remembered and drawing back to the event. So that brings, you know, I think it really resonates with a lot of our clients. The other thing is, you know, especially with like an international event, we're seeing clients kind of say, hey, we should look at the percentage or the ratio of dollars spent on the actual gifts versus the budget to execute the program. So for example, you know, a high tax destination like Costa Rica or Dominican Republic or even Mexico could be 30 to 50% tax plus all the extra shipping and logistics fees. So there might be a case where in that type of destination, a client could consider what we call a gifting suite, where people get to actually, we still have all the items on display, but then ultimately they shop for their favorite item and it's shipped to them after the event at home in the US. The savings is dramatic because you're not paying that 50% tax on all those items. You got to pay state sales tax or whatever, but it's a dramatic savings and people are going, wow, I could spend 85% of my budget on actual gifts instead of 60% of my budget. You know, so, you know, there's a really good way to kind of do that, I think.
Payment strategies. I love that. That sounds great. And it also gives you the choice, right? Like you're staying true to, you're not sending a whole slew of things to one location. You're still giving the choice. It becomes an activation on site, right? To choose your gift, to have it shipped to you. So it almost enhances the experience as opposed to just becomes a check it off the list to do item, right? Okay, last question for you, Tom, something I really do want to talk about because we're kind of in the rush period. I guess we're like the pre before the rush of gifting. We're kind of in the gratitude season before we really shift into the gifting. So let's talk a little bit about getting those orders in before the holiday rush and the advantages of doing so.
Yeah, so there's really kind of two concepts you can execute around holiday gifting. One is where, you know, you're buying something in advance and ordering it and then either shipping it to individual homes or if they're all at your office, because you're working at the office, you can deliver it there. Then you're dealing with a lot of the demands of this time of year, which is, you know, all the brands and suppliers in this world are compacted with trying to deliver all these items. So you are up against that a bit. The other way to do it is in our online solution, you can actually schedule your gift to go out to recipients in advance. So like around Thanksgiving, so they have plenty of time to pick their item and have it shipped before the holidays. But we even see clients that will look at, you know, their holiday gift when they use our online platform as the gift arrives when that employee opens their email and goes, wow, this is my gift. They click the link and they're presented with, say, 50 great options. That's their gift, is the choice of these great options. And if they get that on December 22nd or 3rd, you know, the expectations that they would get it by the 25th are probably not there. And that's okay. The gift was the sentiment. It's, we're giving you an opportunity to pick an amazing item. And it's actually really cool because they get to pick it and then it delivers after the holidays. And it's kind of that bonus gift when the big brown truck comes and drops it off. And it's kind of a cool way to look at it where it doesn't impede or create stress for all of our clients that are giving these gifts. Like, will it make it in time? It's not quite as important in that respect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Totally makes sense. You avoid the rush, but it's just strategic avoidance of the rush, right? You're still playing into the season without having to be consumed by it for sure. Well, Tom, I really appreciate the conversation today. We keep it short and sweet today and to the point. We gave out some new brands for our listeners to really start thinking about what to look for in 2025, but also a little bit of timeliness given that it is the holiday season and there's certainly a gifting undercurrent to this time of year. So we don't want to miss that either. I do want to call out, I have looked at many of the blogs on the Cultivate website and they are chock full of information. So if you've listened to this podcast or our former podcast with Tom and the Cultivate team, I would strongly encourage you to dive deep on their blogs because they are really, really, really helpful in terms of getting your gifting strategy set for 2025 and starting to think about some of those new brands that you might want to onboard within your company as well. With all that, I'd like to thank you once again, Tom, for joining us. Had a great chat today. Thank you, listeners, for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greateevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.